This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Let's talk about this for a second. What is your parents' house called? Like, when you're referring to it with your significant other, with your friends, is it my parents' house? Is it home? 855-444-MEGA. I'm talking about when you're all grown up, you move out. What does your parents' house become? 855-444-6342. This is something that I'm still guilty of doing. So I moved away from my parents' home in Chicago. It was where we grew up. My wife and I grew up. We both are born and raised in Chicago. And every single time we travel back to Chicago, I say home. I'm like, we're going home for the holidays. We're going home to see family. I call it a home still. And AB, who moved out of her parents' house, you know, a while ago, has her own apartment, was guilty of doing the same thing. I got called out.
Yeah, I texted my dad a couple days ago. I was like, hey, I started ordering Christmas presents already. So just a heads up, there's packages coming. And he was like, okay, where are they being delivered to? And I said, home. And he goes, okay, but are you talking about my house or your apartment? And I was like, oh, your house, like my parents' house. And he just asked me, why don't you call your apartment home?
You know what? Does it bother you that you do? Is it weird? Because it didn't bother me until I had kids. It's a habit I've been trying to break, and I noticed that I was still doing it. AB pointed it out. I noticed my wife and I were having conversations about the holidays and juggling traveling and going home for the holidays, you know, even the scene. And I'm like, man, I don't want to call it home because I have kids now. Like, this is my home. This is my place where my people are. But I cannot seem to break that habit.
I'm really surprised that you call Chicago home.
I know. Yeah. I do it all the time. My wife does it too. And when AB pointed out, I'm like, oh man, it's like a habit I've been trying to break.
See, that's weird because, okay, so when I moved out with my brother and got an apartment, my home became mom and dad's. All right. Well, then my brother got married and left me alone in the apartment and I moved back home. And then home still became mom and dad's. It never switched, you know. And then when Sarah and I finally got married and got our own home, that became home. And then mom and dad's eventually became grandma and grandpa's. That's kind of the transition.
I don't think of it as like a habit you need to break, though. I do think like you've lived a long life. You have multiple homes, and that's okay.
You think you could say home like three or four places?
Call my parents' house home, and I think I will call my apartment home. I think they're both home, and it's going to get confusing, but that's just what it is.
Yeah, I must be a home thrower arounder because every place I've ever lived, I'm talking about home. Wherever place I currently am staying, that is home.
So what do you call your mom's house?
Well, I call it mom's house now.
You call it mom's house.
Because I don't live there right now.
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking. So you call mom's house mom's house.
Uh-huh.
See, we haven't do that. We don't
Which
do
is
that.
Crazy to me that I do that because my mom's house was my childhood home I grew up in.
Yeah.
And, you know, very close with her and
you
everything.
Broke it
but
quickly.
That's not, yeah, no. The second I move my stuff out, it is no longer home. Home is where I currently reside.
I never called like my college apartments or dorms or anything like that home, though. That always felt different to me.
Yeah, I feel like college is different, maybe. Like, I don't know. I think Kevin's a good point, too. Does anyone call their grandparents' house like that? Is that when you made the switch, when all of a sudden it became grandma and grandpa's house? Do you still refer to it as your parents' house as home? Do you refer to it maybe as the city, too? Like, sometimes, like, because my wife and I, we go and visit lots of people in Chicago, and so sometimes we don't even refer to Chicago as Chicago. We'll refer to it as home, like the city itself, because there's, like, that's, like, the neighborhood we grew up in. Like, we're going home for...
You really do that.
Yeah, I do that. We'll be like, oh, we're going home this weekend and stuff like that, and it's like, what? And it's a weird habit. I want to know if anyone else has this happen. 855-444-MEGA. When you grow up, you got kids of your own. What do you call your parents' house? 855-444-6342. I want to take your calls on this. What do you do when you go to your parents' house? What do you refer to it? What do you call it? 855-444-MEGA. Even as you're grown up, having lived in the house for decades, do you still call it home? Do you call it your parents' house? Does it change when you have kids? 855-444-6342. AB's dad called her out.
Yeah, I was getting something delivered to my parents' house, and I was like, oh, I'm getting this delivered at home. And he was like, my house? I was like, yeah, your house. And he was like, well, why don't you call your apartment home?
It's an interesting question.
I was like, I don't know.
But even, I moved out, you know, a long, long, long time ago. And I always still refer to, my wife and I are both from Chicago. We're like, oh, we're going home for this weekend. Like, what? Like, I haven't lived in Chicago forever. It's a home, but I still refer to it as that. It's like a habit I can't break.
Yeah, I thought I was really easygoing when it came to, like, calling places home. It was like wherever I currently live, I would call home. But we just got a text saying, I even call a hotel home whenever we're traveling, LOL. Whoa.
That's funny.
Home is wherever I'm sleeping that night.
Really? They just throw it out there?
Yeah,
like,
they're
instantly
super easy going with it. Another one I think could be relatable to people. It says, my parents were divorced when I was young, so I always either called it mom's house or dad's house.
Interesting. Mm. I do think it changes when you have kids. Joy, what do you call your parents' house now as an adult? Joy? Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on, Joy. Let's go to Abby. Abby, what do you call parents as an adult?
It's grandma and grandpa's.
See, I think it changes. So that's what Joy did. She said we call it as BB and Papa's house. Like, all of a sudden it changes when you can actually give it a name. Because, like, calling it your parents' house feels so, like, formal. Like, oh, I'm going to my parents'
especially
house.
To your kids. If your kids heard that, they'd be like,
yeah.
Whoa.
But, like, when you have a different name, like grandma and grandpa's house, that's when you can, like, label it. I still, though, thank you so much for the call. I'll still refer to it as we're making home for the holidays, like going home for the holidays.
I know. When you said Chicago earlier, it sounded weird because you always say
like,
home.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go home. We're trying to figure it out. Try to juggle that. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.